This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The main architects of an unofficial blueprint for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict say their intent is not to undermine the current U.S.-backed peace initiative known as the Roadmap. The Israeli, Yossi Beilon, and the Palestinian, Yasser Abed Rabo, were involved for years in official peace negotiations. They released the new proposal on Monday in Geneva. Secretary of State Colin Powell plans to meet with them tomorrow to discuss it, even though Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has denounced it. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
When Israeli-Palestinian peace talks collapsed in the final days of the Clinton administration, some of the negotiators on both sides believed they were very close to an agreement, so they continued to negotiate outside of official channels. Yasser Abed Rabo, former Palestinian Minister of Information and Culture, says the blueprint they came up with has the same goal as the U.S.-backed roadmap. But unlike the roadmap, he says, it offers solutions to the most intractable issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
What we did in this document, we found a solution for all the issues that many people from both sides, leaders, politicians, were saying, no, don't touch these issues. These are the untouchable.
The so-called Geneva Accord calls for Israel to hand over Palestinian land it's occupied since 1967, including Arab East Jerusalem. The Israelis would be allowed to keep some large settlements in the West Bank in exchange for handing over an equivalent amount of land to the Palestinians. Palestinian refugees would receive compensation, but only a minority would be allowed to return to Israel. Yasser Abed Rabo says the proposal has the tacit blessing of the Palestinian Authority. Yossi Beilon, a former Israeli Minister of Justice, says that he and his colleagues face a hard sell with Israeli Prime Minister Sharon. But Beilon rejects Sharon's charge that it is subversive for Israelis to participate in the project.
They said, you are traitors, collaborate with the enemy at the time of war. And I can tell you, you won't find better patriots than ourselves, because we are trying to save our peoples.
Yossi Beilon says that he is a Zionist, but he maintains that the policies of occupation are not the dream of Zionism and undermine Israel's identity as a democratic state. The authors of the Geneva Accord say they do not expect Israel and the Palestinian Authority to embrace the proposal. Yasser Abed Rabo says their goal is to reinvigorate interest on both sides in making peace.
We tried to find a solution that will motivate them, that will show the public opinion that there is a possible solution and that peace can come at the end. In the past 3 years, what was prevailing was continuous despair. We thought that we needed to convince both public opinions that we have to put an end to this despair. We can find a solution.
Various world leaders have welcomed the Geneva Accord as a positive step. The United States initially had little to say about it, but U.S. officials now plan to meet with its architects. Israel's Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert calls that a mistake. But Secretary Powell, on a trip to North Africa, said there is no reason not to listen to ideas.
What people are saying is that the current situation has to change. We have to find a way to peace. We think the roadmap is the idea, but I think I would be denying our administration the opportunity to hear different points of view if I refuse to listen.
The U.S.-backed peace plan has been stalled for months. A State Department official who asked not to be identified says the United States wants to find out whether exploring the Geneva Accord could push both Israel and the Palestinians to break the impasse. But he indicated that Powell's decision to meet with the authors of the accord is a message to Israel. The Sharon government continues to build a security fence or wall through portions of Palestinian land in the West Bank and to expand Israeli settlements over U.S. objections. What is unclear is whether President Bush is prepared to get tough with Israel to force a change in its behavior as he faces a campaign for re-election. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.